Right, so 17, back in Thomas House again.
We are, yes.
We were supposed to move. We were actually supposed to record Sunday. Tuesday.
We were going to do that.
Yeah, but it never really happened.
No, I mean, you haven't told me yet why, but I trust you implicitly.
Well, here's the deal, right? We've got a couple of decent guests lined up, okay? Mm-hmm. One guy I know.
Yes.
Declan Shalvey, who's an artist from Marvel Comics.
Okay.
And we've got Rosanna Stevens, who's chef.
Do you think she'll bring food?
I said it to her.
You really did?
Yeah.
I could hug you. What did she say when you said that, by the way?
She said nothing really.
You wouldn't know what? How did you say it? Come on, let's do it.
She was enamoured with a thing I done on Twitter about 6 months ago where I made paneer cheese. I made Indian cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I'll only do it if you make paneer cheese. And I said, I'm never fucking doing that again. Though it was easy, it just took fucking ages.
So her bringing food is dependent on you making the cheese?
Yeah, but I told her I'm not making the cheese.
We'll just tell her you're going
to
make it.
I'll just lie to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's kind of, if we're recording, it could be in my house or it could be here, I don't know.
Be nice to have a sit-down meal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just, there's the kitchen.
Celebrity chef.
You know, thanks for driving all the way over here.
Yeah, amazing.
There's the kitchen for you. Yeah. I haven't cleaned it up or anything.
We're
going to
do
that when you're finished.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting prepared. You know, the clicker on the gas hob doesn't work, but there's a lighter.
Oh
in the drawer, you can work away on that.
I don't want to think about that. That doesn't sound good to me.
Well, yeah, it's a long story.
Anyway, who else have we got?
Who else we have? We have Eric Lawler.
He's
a comedian.
Yeah.
Won, Comedian of the Year?
That all happened to him last year, but he won the year before and the year before.
2011.
Yeah,
he won.
Last year he must have.
Do you know where he is now? He's in Dubai.
He does this stuff
in Dubai.
There's a lot of Irish stuff going on over in Dubai for the people over there, you know.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
Dubai.
I don't think I'd be into going to Dubai, to be honest.
The mate of mine was offered a job in Dubai, and he was interested in it.
Yeah.
But it turns out that there's some sort of weird law about tattoos. This guy's covered in tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And you get in trouble if you have tattoos.
There's a lot of funny
laws
over there.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know?
So it looks like he's gone to Thailand now.
No, I don't want to go there either.
I don't want to go to Thailand. My least favourite place that I've never been to, and never will go to.
No, I understand that completely.
Is Australia.
Yeah, never will go there.
No interest.
I was talking to a guy over Christmas that works in a mining place there, and he earns $4,000 a week.
But still,
I don't know what $4,000 Australian is.
Yeah.
But they're over there breaking themselves.
Euro,
yeah, it's €2. They're breaking themselves in two for and they have it all set out for 2 years, and they can come back with money for a gaff.
I couldn't.
I don't care. I mean,
and it's not about anything else. The heat wouldn't be great. Wouldn't be into that.
The other Irish people, I'm not into that.
Yeah. It's just fucking lads with GAA jerseys and shorts. Yeah,
racism towards us because they all go over there and go ape shit.
Yeah. But mostly it's because everything over there can kill you. Every animal is just designed
to kill humans.
Over there, just a kangaroo punch in the face, kick in the balls. Yeah. Koalas apparently are vicious.
Yeah,
snakes,
there's
spiders
a great
everywhere.
YouTube video where there's these people canoeing. In a fucking river or whatever, and they're like, oh my god, and they focus over, and there's a koala literally just sitting on the riverbank, just sitting there.
They think, let's give it a
and
cuddle.
They're like, oh, look at the lovely koala, and the koala just, like a little person, is like, all right, how's it going? Dives in, and they can't, they're not supposed to swim, right?
Yeah.
They hate water. Swims across to the boat,
gets
up, and sits in it like a little man with his legs sticking out. He just sits, you know the way the boats have little barrels going across? It's absolutely amazing.
But see, the problem with koalas, does it attack them or anything like that?
It just freaks them out. No, they're all like, this is amazing. It just sits there, but it's a vicious killer. Yeah.
But they are really vicious. But you know what the thing about koalas is that people forget? They forget the most important part of koalas.
What?
Koala bear.
Yeah.
Koala bear.
Yeah.
There's nothing with the word bear after it. That's good.
That's good.
No. Koala bear. Like if someone's look at the koala, they go, koala bear? You mean koala bear?
No, that's a good point.
The one that lives in a tree that can drop on you.
And they have these incredibly strong little
fangs. Yeah, and they got the stupid fucking nose.
They could
and the big claws. Nah, none of that, man.
You're right, Australia, I'm not interested.
Yeah. No offense to anybody from Australia that listens, but fuck your country.
Take offense if you like.
Yeah, fuck your country. Seriously.
I watched an Australian film there a couple of weeks ago called Red Hill, which was quite good. It was okay.
The only Australian movie I think I've ever seen was that Wolf Creek.
That was okay too.
It was grand.
It was based on the Ivan Milat story, which is pretty fucking horrifying.
We could do with Gav here, Rain Man. He'd be fucking shit at this. I was saying to him the other day, we need to get him into the podcast a little bit more.
He could be in a kind of a hammock over there and he could just shout stuff over.
He could have him designed as some sort of kind of fact finder producer where he's just going to sit him with a pair of headphones behind a Perspex box.
You could have a rope tied around a wheelie chair. And we need him for a fact, just wheel him in.
Or we could just Skype him into the podcast.
That's true. That'd be a bit too.
You know, he'd be just sitting there on the laptop, like.
Yeah, and if he hears a trigger word, he could go. 1984, yellow, grey,
Phil Spector. Yeah, exactly. Just out with the facts. He is like
that. And the way he delivers them as well, you know.
But he's mad slick with them, isn't he?
The knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, he's real fucking. He's going to listen to this, by the way, and be smiling.
What's up?
Yeah, all right, Gav.
Hi, Gav. How are you, man?
So, I know you don't like, for some reason, you don't like the Nerdist podcast, but I was telling you the other day about. I listen to it all the time. Just it's fucking easy.
Just can't. It's.
Yeah, I know. It's you know. Personal fucking preference. Personal.
But I mean, I didn't really want to put it on the internet, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But I really like it. I think the guys who do it
are annoying.
They can be annoying, but it's that LA thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they have a particular way of kind of altering themselves to the guest that's on it. Like, they done one with Harrison Ford, and it's the most fucking awkward thing I've ever heard.
Harrison is a bit. I want to know about him. What's up with Harrison Ford? He can barely speak.
Well, apparently his deal is that he thinks it's real funny to fuck with people. Okay. Like, apparently he's not really like that.
I know he's a massive, massive stoner, apparently.
Is he, really?
I heard about it.
I know he's a pilot. Do they mix?
Really?
Oh, would you get in a plane with a stoner?
I'd probably
pilot?
Want to get in one if I was off my head, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh.
When I get, if I'm off my head, I really want to go for a drive and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm really drunk, I'm like, I could really go for a drive.
I'd love a drive right now. Locked.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Don't deal with it.
No, I won't.
Yeah, he won't work out well. But Harrison Ford, apparently, he won't answer questions about Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Blade Runner. Will not answer questions. So these lads were kind of...
What's he going to talk about, fucking cowboys and aliens, like?
We actually talked about how bad that is.
Okay.
I can't even remember him being in that, to be honest with you. Mm. I remember it was so fucking bad.
You don't remember the film.
I remember Daniel Craig. He was in it, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
I don't remember Harrison Ford in that fucking movie at all. I just remember Daniel Craig running around a desert.
So was it...
So
horrible.
Obviously it didn't stick with me.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. You know,
yeah, you don't watch fucking anything.
I don't, yeah. I'm catching up, though.
Yeah, getting there, man. Yeah. Someday you'll be up to, like, the Equalizer or something.
That's what you always do. It's like a fucking blank. You don't... anything. You don't like anything. You don't do anything. You don't watch anything.
Yeah.
You don't fuck anything.
Whatever. Yeah. You certainly don't. Yeah. But yeah, going back to Harrison Ford.
Yeah, we're
going
to get back around to Harrison Ford.
But at some stage. Yeah, I think it's... they were talking about it after the podcasts... After the interview with Harrison Ford, and they were saying that, like, off microphone, he was pretty fucking normal.
Yeah.
He's just got this thing where he was fucking with them, you know, so he was just real awkward.
Because he does have that gravitas that he can do that to people.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck anymore. Like,
he did that on the David Blaine show. I was reading about
Bill Murray. You know, apparently, this could be absolute
is
internet.
Is this the no, no, I believe you thing?
Well, I've seen that as well, but apparently there's a thing where Bill Murray doesn't have an agent.
Yeah, you ring a phone number.
He's got a fucking 800 number, and ring it, and pitch the movie.
I know someone who did that, yeah.
You ring this number and say, "Hi, Bill, this is such and such, I've got this movie idea, blah, blah, blah," and you leave your number, and he just checks his messages every day, and if he likes it, he calls you back.
If he's interested, he'll
call
you back.
That's fucking insane.
That's going to weed them out, because there's nothing worse than being interviewed by an idiot.
But I'm talking about, like, movies.
Yeah, if you want to do an interview with them or anything. Anything you want to do. If a journalist from the Irish Times or from the Guardian or wherever the fuck wants to interview him, they
have to
it.
Call this number, and
there's
he's
no, like, hierarchy. Everybody does the same thing.
Well, I've got this thing about Bill Murray, right? I really like fucking some Bill Murray movies, right?
Yeah.
Really like them. And some of them are just fucking essentially...
I'm not really into the cult of Bill Murray.
No, not really. Listen, Ghostbusters is my favourite movie of all time, right? Okay. I'm a massive Ghostbusters nerd. I fucking love that shit, right?
Do you have any of the stuff?
Like, do I have a proton pack?
I was going to actually literally say, do you have one? Because you probably fucking do have one.
I built one out of a cardboard box and a bit of a Hoover once, yeah.
I fucking knew it.
I did, and not too long ago either. And,
last book for your birthday, last week.
Yeah, for my birthday, I built myself a proton pack.
You built yourself.
I had all the toys when I was a kid, yeah. I loved it.
Where are they?
I pitched a Ghostbusters comic book to a comic book company once. Yeah. There is a Ghostbusters comic book, but I just pitched a story. They ignored it, and then apparently some of the ideas I sent over were used about 2 years
free
later.
Free ideas? Yeah, of course.
Free ideas, yeah. And the dude I pitched it to, I thought was not necessarily a mate, but I talked to him a couple of times, and I thought I got on well with him.
Hmm.
And, some of the stuff was used, and it was real outlandish shit that I'd fucking done. I'll tell you right now, because apparently it was used. I had this idea for a Ghostbusters story.
Yeah.
Apparently this is the way they're going with the new movie. You hear all these rumors about the new movie.
Yeah.
Where the original Ghostbuster guys are fucking old. Mm-hmm. And they have all these interns that they're kind of trying to train.
Does Murray pull out now?
Huh?
Did Murray pull out?
Murray said, apparently he is dependent on the script. The rest of them are all involved.
They're all involved.
Like, David Goyer is writing it, and Aykroyd's fucking involved. And
Goyer, yeah, be into whatever he writes.
apparently he's writing this. I'll get back to another thing in a minute.
Yeah, anyway, I heard about that too.
The Gotham thing, is it? Did you hear about that? It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be absolutely terrible, but we'll see.
Okay.
But I think apparently Murray said that depends on the script, depends on if it's good, if I feel like it, blah, blah, blah. Because he's kind of over all that shit anyway, you know?
He's over everything.
He doesn't give a fucking flying shite. Yeah. He's
Broken
really...
Flowers, I liked.
Hmm?
I liked Broken Flowers.
I haven't seen it. The last thing I've seen with him was like the Royal Tenenbaums or something like that.
Oh, you like Broken Flowers. Was he in the Royal
Tenenbaums? I didn't like that. Well, he's in The Life Aquatic.
Yeah, they're all the fucking same. The Royal Aquatic.
Fucking, yeah. Like, and proto the came, hipster fucking movies.
And the one that came after it as well.
That fucking dude isn't in all of them. That droopy stoner looking dozy Wilson, bastard. Fuck my life.
The other Wilson.
The other Wilson.
Not the one with the bent up nose.
Yeah, the one with the fucking.
I find him fucking tolerable because I find his brother even worse than him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't give a fuck about either of them.
They're just these two. Do you know who, honestly,
if I read on the internet tomorrow, I would have zero emotion. I wouldn't be like, ah, oh, that's a shame. I like some of his movies. Or I wouldn't be like, oh, thank fuck. He just has that little impact on anything I've ever had any interest in.
Neutral.
Is that Vince Vaughn dude.
Yeah, you know.
He's just like a shaved fucking Bigfoot. He's just this giant fucking dude who stands around talking real fast, and apparently that's funny.
I was told one time, I think it was my sister, one of, I don't know, her friend or something, was over in, what was it? Like LA or somewhere for the summer, yeah? And some dude went up. Some dude was walking around and saw Vince Vaughn having his lunch outside a restaurant. I went up and was like, oh, yo, Vince, nice to meet you. You know, my sister loves you. Would you like to sign something for her? And he just turns around and goes, tell your sister to go fuck herself.
Amazing. That's funnier than anything he's ever done.
It is. It's pretty good. That's like funnier than motormouth now.
He's just a fucking
Maybe he's on steroids or something.
I don't know. He's just never, ever being funny.
You know, if I wanted to torture you, I bet I know how I could do it. I could make you watch the fucking remake of Psycho starring him.
I've seen it. It's atrocious, yeah. It's really bad. Yeah, it's I hate when weird, like, comedic actors try Comedically. And be
It's real. It's straight. Actually scary because of what it is. It's more scary than the actual film.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, this is Vince Vaughn and a word-for-word remake, shot-for-shot remake. Yeah. It's fucking terrifying in that respect.
Anyway, back to Ghostbusters.
And then we're getting...
We'll get back to Bill Murray, then we might get back to Harrison Ford.
We
never will. I had this idea where it was all revolved around the site of the World's Trade Fair fucking in like 1924. There was one in Queens in New York. And I had this idea about these two kind of fucking ghost elements clashing. So you had like these Native Americans, because it was a Native American burial ground, and the Native Americans were fighting with the ghosts of like the scientists from the World's Trade Fair in like 1924, I think it was 1924, in Queens in New York. And they were fighting all the time. The Ghostbusters had these new fucking weapons. They had these, they got the fucking proton streams, and they hold like fucking my brain just isn't turned on.
The spectral
the things. Slime.
Yeah.
But they had these fucking like grenades that could fucking like turn ghosts kind of into physical matter for a couple of minutes.
Christ, so
they
could catch
them. But I had this whole big fucking thing worked out.
Yeah.
And a whole big fucking story. It was only going to be like two or three issues. It was going to be a nice, neat little package. But apparently they used loads of those fucking ideas. Now, to be fair, a lot of people who would be interested in Ghostbusters and maybe thought about it for more than 5 minutes could come to the same ideas and conclusions.
Well,
and,
you know, there's not just things as a coincidence either.
Ectoplasm, not slime.
Yeah.
Ectoplasm.
Well, whatever.
Whatever you call it, yeah.
What the fuck?
Ghost jizz.
Yeah, ghost bukkake.
But yeah, I thought that apparently some of that stuff got used.
Of course it did, don't.
But I have a thing about Bill Murray. While I like some of his movies, I just don't think he's that... I don't think he's had that much of a cultural impact as people.
No, he's just very lazy actor.
But I think because he's done it his own way, people kind of admire that, and that's fine. Mm. That's absolutely to be admired. But there's just, like you said, there's like a cult of Bill Murray. You know what I mean?
And I don't like that aspect.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
But I do believe that Lost in Translation was like an 8-page screenplay, or whatever the fuck you call it, whatever the word is, screenplay. Yeah. And didn't she win an Oscar for it? Sophie Ford Coppola won.
Yeah.
Or Sophia Coppola, is it?
Okay.
Won an Oscar for that, I think. And Murray was like not that happy with it because the whole movie he fleshed out. It was only 8 pages
of actual dialogue. Yeah.
And he fleshed it out with a lot of nothing, but he did.
There's an awful lot of fucking silence in that movie.
He did flesh it out. And I liked him in Zombieland, where he's sitting in his gaff as a zombie just relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, the
cameo. I liked that a lot, because that was him playing into his own
cult. Movie, though.
I didn't mind it.
Really?
I probably would never watch
Woody Harrelson, man. I can't get behind that dude.
He's just, a massive stoner as well.
Yeah, he's a fuck. Didn't he try and open like a big chain of oxygen bars? You just go in and breathe pure oxygen for a few minutes, get off your face.
Off about that guy. I wouldn't let him around anybody that I liked. Mm-mm. Something no. off about him. I think he's a dark character.
I think he's Hollywood's fucking Kenny Powers. Yeah. And you haven't watched Eastbound and Down. We talked about it last week. Yeah, I think he might be like the real life fucking Kenny Powers. He's just a bit, you know, don't you know who I am?
I just think he's a bit of a snarmy fucking druggy kind of twat.
Maybe. Yeah. Talking about the Nerdist, they done an interview with Oliver Stone, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And that dude is fucking mental. Mm. Oliver Stone. Like, I knew he was a bit off, but he's got some, he's absolutely 100% convinced about, JFK fucking...
When he made the film, is that
his own? He made the movie.
I mean, it was just his own opinion, the film. It was not based on any kind of fact.
Well, it was based on a book, and they had all these other guys in, but apparently he's done this documentary, this 12-part documentary, and one of them is based on JFK, and apparently and utterly fact-checked. Everything that was put across, because it's a documentary,
that's not what I thought. Yeah.
Apparently, 100% of the stuff that's in this is being checked, triple checked, and fucking, you know, vetted.
By Oliver Stone himself.
Yeah, by Oliver Stone, yeah, wrote a paper and fucking checked it. I ran it through Word and spell checked it. Yeah. But he's absolutely 100% convinced about things some of the things he's talking about make a lot of sense. He's talking about the autopsy, where apparently the people first in the scene, like the bodyguards, the Secret Service guys, and the first responders, when they brought him to Parkland Hospital, said that basically his brain was gone because of the shot.
That's correct.
His brain was gone.
But in the back of the car.
Yeah. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Yeah. But apparently in the autopsy for his body, they talk about how heavy his brain is and what parts of it are missing, when it's been documented that he literally had no brain left. It was gone. It was it was all over the back of that.
So what would be the appeal of doing that?
That apparently the body went missing. Jesus. And then just kind of...
There's a comic book idea.
Yeah. Apparently
Zombie JFK.
Zombie JFK, yeah. JFZ.
JFZ, like a Jay-Z thing. That fucking mafia-loving motherfucker, pretending to be Irish, bought his presidency, fake, and he's adored by everybody in this country. It's absolutely
JFK?
JFK. I'd love to do that.
Didn't know the chap.
I'd love to do that. But I'm convinced the mafia killed him because he bought...
Well, they say that, yeah.
He bought it off the Florida mafia.
They were involved. But
and he was a piece of shit. He was a junkie.
Was he?
And he was like a kind of a wannabe pretend Irish person just to get votes.
Yeah, whatever. He's a hero of PT-108, man.
Whatever.
He saved a few lads, man.
Yeah, they all do. They all do something like
they
that.
Are, they all have
they all get a backstory written for themselves. Exactly. It's bullshit.
Except for fucking Bush.
Yeah, well, he's... wanking in a coffin or whatever.
Different type
of
fucking scone.
He was in that thing in Yale. We had to wank into a coffin.
That's right. Yeah, the fucking Skull and Bones.
Yeah, you recite your sexual history in front of all these other granddads.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I gonna say? But yeah, Stone is convinced that there was more than one shooter. He said it's basically impossible for one shooter to have done that damage.
Well, I believe that too.
Who cares? So he goes into loads of detail about the grass, you know. The way he talks with such fucking conviction.
That's because he's on cocaine or whatever.
I don't know whether he's on something or he's just...
If I was as rich and drugged up and whatever sexed up as he is, I'd have a lot of opinions on a lot of things.
Yeah, true. You know? Well, listen, I have a lot of opinions on everything. I'm fucking certainly not drugged or sexed up.
But you know, I mean, if you've a couple of hundred million...
Yeah,
you develop a few funny, hairy opinions.
You would have a few fucking ideas. I mean, you're going to be hanging out with some interesting people, aren't you?
Yeah, you get some ideas.
Absolutely. And then the one I liked as well was the Commander Hatfield one. And you have a thing about Commander Hatfield. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want these people to stay in, you know, do space.
Stay in space.
You're a spaceman.
You prick.
Do your thing. Yeah. I don't want to read about you on Twitter.
Be a
spaceman. Be a man. Those fucking guys on Apollo and shit, they didn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
They probably would have if
they would, absolutely. Yeah,
but also fucking weatherman, you know.
Yeah.
Just, dude, do the weather. I don't want to read about your farm on Twitter, you know? I don't care.
Well, they have to have fucking content on
that. No, but it's hello, I do the weather for whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
This is fucking Babo, the baby.
There's another person on Twitter who, operates the reels in a cinema. Who gives a shit? I'm loading up the reels now for the 3 p.m. show. Who cares? Who gives a shit? You know? I don't care. Go to the toilet.
Well, you have to go. Listen, Twitter is for fucking inane
chat. I know, but the fact that these people think... Well, I know Commander Hatfield probably has a couple of million followers.
Well, to be fair, of all people,
yeah, well,
I would like to kind of you know, hear or see or fucking read their tweets or whatever.
It's just because I'll never get to go to space, really.
Yeah, well, you might, but if you got a couple of fucking 100,000 to spare, that fucking Virgin Atlantic will take you into the stratosphere. It's not quite space, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't want to go into the... There'd be some fucking asshole.
Well, I guarantee you, the first fucking flight, the first commercial flight...
a load of biggest pricks on
Earth. But not just that, they're all going to die.
I think, yeah.
They're all going to die. They're going to die. Yeah, the second or third one,
they'll
work out the kinks. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because what's going to happen is they're going to send dudes up there. There's going to be like nobody in the plane. You know what I mean? So like, fucking weight will be different or something like that. They'll get up there and they'll be like, yeah, hanging out.
It's another idea for a little story.
What, people dying on Virgin Atlantic?
Dying on Virgin Atlantic would be great.
No, I don't know.
Actually, no one has done that yet.
What, died on Virgin Atlantic?
All those Airplane 77 or Airport 77, whatever those. You could have a disaster space movie where they... go up into space and something fucking happens.
Oh, like Gravity?
No, like where they went to the stratosphere. That happened in the X-Files. There was a great X-Files episode about space ghosts.
You, oh, there was. Yeah, you like the X-Files. Don't you? You're a big X-Files
guy. Yeah.
I started rewatching it a couple of months ago and I got at the beginning of season 3. I've seen them all anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I get into the beginning of season 3, I think, which is where it starts kind of going from kind of once-off evergreen episodes into the more... They sow the seeds real early at the end of season one.
Yeah,
the
first episodes, yeah.
But when they start getting into like the kind of long-term stories, that's kind of, when I was watching it originally, that's kind of where they start losing interest. But yeah, to be fair, like, I've always loved all the paranormal bullshit anyway, you know, me and Bigfoot are mates.
Yeah, I know this. You're never seen at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually, yeah. Speaking of that, I've seen something online today about a possible Bigfoot sighting in Ireland. It's absolute bullshit. I looked at the video, it's just a dude running around.
It's just a bloke in mail.
I think it's in Donegal, actually. But it's
much the same.
It's just this rainy fucking day. Somebody has like their camera phone sticking out their window in their house up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And you can see this black thing. It's definitely a person kind of just running around in a circle.
It's
in a clearing in a field.
It's
just some fucking lula. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's all it is. Some fucking lunatic just
a local
around.
Politician or something.
Probably,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't look hairy. It's not close enough to see it anything. They're passing this shit off as Bigfoot evidence and footage.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know, every inch of Ireland has been fucking trampled on.
What, wholeheartedly? Yeah,
so
wholeheartedly, you know
are
what
you
I mean?
How stupid do
like,
you have
I'm
to be?
Fucking, like, I'm 33 years of age now, and I've seen an awful lot of fucking Ireland.
Yeah, how stupid do you have to be? Like,
whatever about fucking the Pacific Midwest and the States, where you're talking about fucking millions of square acres.
There's uncharted places.
Exactly.
You know, mad jungles in Africa, uncharted.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unknown tribes. Not here.
I'd love to find a fucking unknown tribe in like Mead or something.
There's plenty of them, I'd say. Or people that should just fucking stay unknown.
Bun Cranet and Donegal or something like that. Just
there's a lot of
lads.
People in Ireland should just stay the fuck out.
Of Ireland?
Of my life.
Of your life? Stay the fuck away from my life.
Yeah.
So you've got some stuff.
What are we going to
scribble down?
What actor are we going to fucking go back to?
You're always talking about Colomini. You've got to think about Colomini.
Yeah. I was going to say about Colomini. He reminded me of somebody again this week because I saw a picture of Nick Nolte.
I rewatched Warrior recently, which I really like.
Incredible in that,
right? I really like.
You know, yeah, I love it. I do really like that film.
Literally the modern Rocky, you know.
No, it is, and I'm sure that's what they set out to do, and they did it. So what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's perfect. You know, it's pretty much spot on.
And Hardy's amazing in it. The other brother is dull, but he's really amazing.
I don't know that dude. The other brother,
I checked him out at the time. I have no idea who he is.
Because he's got this, like, familiar face.
Yeah, he has the everyman face.
Yeah, but when I think about it, I was like, I don't know this dude.
Yeah,
but, like, he fights like he knows how to fight in it. Like, Hardy's just, like, punching dudes or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. That other guy seems to have
like,
chops.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
yes.
Maybe he does some. I don't know, man. Plenty
maybe,
of these guys do some shit.
Fights, yeah.
But, fucking fantastic movie. Nolte's fantastic.
Did he get nominated for something for that? He must have. Best supporting actor.
I have no idea.
Maybe. Yeah.
The last thing Nick Nolte was in fucking that Hulk, that Ang Lee Hulk, wasn't he, where he was like the shitty fucking baddie?
Oh yeah,
really bad, where he just turned into like trees and fucking he had like a mutant poodle.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's atrocious.
What, the third Hulk?
No, the very first one.
Who was
the Ang Lee one?
Eric Bana.
Yeah, okay.
I did see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know,
stinking pile of fucking shite.
You know, when I saw Warrior, Nolte looks like in a bad way, a very bad way. He makes Tommy Lee Jones look like a fucking Adonis. But I don't know that they just turned the camera on him and he's like crying already, you know?
I always think like Gary Busey is turning into Nick Nolte slowly.
Yeah, and what's Busey? I know
he's fucked.
He had some work done, I know that much.
Well, he needs to get more done because one side of his fucking face is up above his ears.
His eye is like fucking, I don't know, what's up with the other eye?
One eye looking for you and one eye looking for your bag of chips.
But there was a picture of, There was a picture of Naughty Rod. I can't remember what it's from. From some film that's being made now. And, no, is that thing Noah? Is that an animation?
No, that's it's Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
I assume it's funded by the fucking, by the far right fucking Republican bullshit in the States.
Bollocks, yeah.
Because it looks, people are saying to me, see, it looks fucking amazing. Yeah, like graphically, visually, it looks
like
stunning.
Galaxy Quest, really.
Galaxy Quest, exactly. Yeah, but on Earth with elephants, yeah.
And not by the fucking Scientologists.
But it's fucking, oh, that's Battlefield Earth. Battlefield Earth, yeah.
Oh, you owned me there.
Which I've seen. Atrocious.
I wouldn't even have asked. I assumed you did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You give me, you fucking, you throw some really shitty fucking sci-fi movies at me.
You've seen them all.
Yeah, I've seen them all. I love that shit. But Noah just looks like fucking.
He did a voice for it. Nolte did a voice for it.
Did he? In Noah?
He must have done a voice. I don't know. There was a picture of him re-recording the audio with a big something in the background, and the guy said, go, whatever, some force, whatever. But
I was getting Noah and Moses mixed up.
Nolte looks like he's turning into the fucking Elephant Man.
Yeah, he's starting to
he's
get
become
there.
A potato.
Like and, 48 hours and this, another 48 hours, kind of his high points.
Now, I'm going to show you this. Obviously, I'm just showing it to you now and we can't get it across, but
well,
I just want you to look at this and have a comment.
Alright, yeah.
Like he looks.
Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what he looks like? Remember that fucking that DVD, that bum fights?
He looks like one of
those. He looks like the cover of.
I don't know. Is he aging? No disrespect. Aging is cool.
Of course he is. He's old as fuck.
Is it bad genes? Or is he drinking himself into absolute oblivion every day?
I don't know. Here's the thing about Naldi. Has he ever had like a breakout role? Or has he just always been one of these like kind of talented actors?
So he's not doing much these days. Is it because he's in a spiral of absolute alcoholism?
But is he? He could be on the droid and just fucked, you know?
That's true. I need to know. I'd like to know. But that's why he is turning into a potato. Colm Meaney is a couple of stages behind him, but I think it's just his Irish genes. He is also a potato.
Meaney?
Yeah. Because we can all develop a potato head very easily.
Oh, easy.
These big Irish heads. But another person who's a stage 5 potato is Morrissey. Unfortunately, Morrissey's gone the way of the spud now as well.
He's getting big blow face, isn't he?
Yeah.
But to be fair, he's getting on as well, you know what I mean?
I know, but it's
nice to... We can't
keep
control over it.
No, it's just nice to...
I remember fucking pictures of Moz back in the Smiths or the early kind of solo days. He was just a skinny daffodil trying to do it.
Yeah.
And now he's got a big belly hanging out.
He does, yeah.
You know?
It's nice to see him age and to lose his looks because he's very vain. And also, another person who it's delightful to see aging is Bono.
Fuck Bono. Man, and I don't say that. I know a lot of people say fuck Bono.
Yeah.
And like, I'm very aware of, like, the Irish begrudging nature. Mm.
That's the thing, is we have to define it. Because...
Actually, Bono told a story once, I don't know where I read it, but it's very, very fucking true. And he said, so in most countries, he said, your average Joe, he'll see a big house up on the hill, you know, with a big garden and, you know, the nice car or whatever. You know, people living their fucking, you know, the dream life that they work hard for. So most people in other countries, they look up at that house and they say, you know, someday, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get to that stage. I'm going to have a nice house. I'm going to have... But the story continues.
Yeah,
he says, but in Ireland, he said, people look up at the big house and, like, somebody's done well for themselves and they say, I'm going to get that fucker.
Well, it's colonial.
Yeah.
But he's also wrong. In a lot of other countries, people do that as well.
Yeah, but I think the Irish nature... Is very begrudging. In
no, but
general,
the thing is, I don't begrudge Bongo one thing that he has. I don't care about his big house. I doubt he can even drive, so I don't care. Oh, he has a Maserati. He can drive. I don't care about his car. Yeah, you know, do that. I don't give a fuck about anything that he has.
Yeah.
Anything. I just think he's a cunt.
Yeah, I think he's a fool.
I'm not just saying the C word. I think a lot of the stuff he's done is ridiculous. Mm. His charity gives less than 1%.
Apparently so, yeah. No, is that true, or is that real?
Book, that's real.
Okay.
And I think also, I mean, not, you know, Help Africa, that's great, whatever. But I honestly think he's helping causes that give most column inches. If he was really interested in things, he could go on TV here and talk to the fucking people. Because a lot of people hold him in that kind of, he has no right to.
Yeah.
A lot of people hold him in that kind of light. They see him as this fucking guy.
Big philanthropist fucking
but
dude.
But he's just... a piece of shit. He's a midget and he's a piece of shit.
There's you see that thing online about some guy who wrote screenplays, a filmmaker, and he went to, I think it was 20th Century Fox, I'm not sure. He went to them and he said, listen, like, you know, I'd like to make a fucking, I don't know whether it was going to be like a like a teaser trailer or some shit like yeah. that. And they gave him, I think, $25,000 to make this fucking, meant to be an example of his work or whatever. And instead of making the either the short movie or the trailer or whatever the fuck it was, he went to Africa. And he just brought like a camcorder with him. And he recorded himself using Fox's money to like build houses and shelters and help people with it. And it's after getting so much more fucking response than a trailer for a shitty movie. So people are thinking like this dude's fucking sound.
Yeah.
And it's fair enough to the Fox or whoever gave him the money that they let him do this. And it's becoming a better advertisement for his movie than a trailer would ever be.
Yeah.
You know, which is a fantastic fucking thing.
Well, movies about aliens and space, but yeah, I did this thing in Africa.
But here's the thing. I have this thing. It sounds really bad, but I rate movies and starving children. Okay? This is going to sound terrible.
Okay, here we go. Right now, I'm like, fuck this guy, but you're going to bring yeah. me around, aren't you?
I rate movies and starving children, okay? So when I watch something,
I know what you're saying. Yes.
I watched this, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty recently. And I have to say,
I would like to just stop. Why? I mean, we come to this, but why did you do that?
Just cause.
No, I don't want to get you away from your point.
Yeah.
But why? Like last week, you were like, I did this thing and it was awful. Why do it? Because you knew.
But I thought, you don't always know. Going into it, I've been surprised.
That little fucking bitter little prick.
I know. I hate him.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It was there, you know. And so I watched it.
So what? There's a lot of things there.
Yeah, I know, but you know, just kind of making my way through fucking current movies. Okay. It's nice to see these things.
No, it's not.
Listen, if I wasn't watching it, I'd be watching fucking, I don't know, Stargate SG-1 or something. So I might as well watch it. So, you believe in Stargates as well, don't you?
Really?
Yeah.
Do I? Jesus. You know, I don't.
Someone told me recently that they believe that there are real Stargates.
I thought I might have told you that in a drunken stupor.
You might have. I can't remember who it was. That's why I said it to you. Someone told me they believe in Stargates and they think that like Stargate SG-1 in the movie was just a cover in case anybody ever did talk about a real Stargate. They could say like that's from the TV show or that's from the movie.
Well, that's the theory of, you know, there was a load of black presidents in films to ease the public into the fact that Obama was going to, you know, get elected.
I don't know. But they do that all the time anyway.
That's bollocks.
Anyway, so Walter Mitty, I watched it. It's absolute fucking pap. It's absolute fucking drivel.
I'm hoping Stiller, his career goes down the toilet.
It won't. People love it. You know what I mean? Like, people love it. People talk about it being like the new Forrest Gump and all, because it's real feel good.
That's the thing. Somebody from the movie company said,
oh, yeah, it's new Forrest Gump. It's got a Forrest Gump feel to it. You know, simple guy, does well. It's, you know, not fucking, you know, bullshit. It's absolute nonsense. But anyway, whatever the budget for that movie is, because there's lots of special effects in it, and there's lots of fucking, they travel around the world doing, you know, fucking shit.
Boring.
At least 50,000 starving children could have been fed off the budget of that movie. Yeah. Fed and lived full content lives.
Probably forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet they made that movie that's atrocious.
Because
you
wouldn't believe the amount or how far a small amount of money goes in Africa.
I'm fucking...
You would not
This
believe.
Is what gets on my fucking tits 24 hours a day. I don't understand how anything from fucking Ireland to fucking Jamaica, America, whatever. I don't understand how anything costs as much as it does. Okay? Yeah, yeah. There was a thing recently with Grafton Street in Dublin.
It's all artificial as fuck.
But it costs something like fucking $5 million to repave Grafton Street. Okay? Now, Grafton Street is not a giant street. It's not particularly extra wide. It's whatever, maybe was it like half a kilometre long maximum.
Yeah, and
in
also
length.
It didn't need to be redone.
It didn't need to be redone. Maybe a bit of a fucking wash.
Yeah.
But it didn't need to be redone. But it's like $5 million. How the fuck does anything cost
that? It's almost like in Italy where, you know, what is it, 20% of every construction project goes to the mafia.
Yeah.
There's no way all that $5 million went. There's
apparently $2 million of that was given to the firm who bidded the lowest on the actual work on the pavement itself. So you got all these different contractors and they all start putting in bids like, I can do it for this much, I can do it for $1 million, $1.2 million, blah blah blah. And whoever won that contract got €2 million.
Yeah.
Straight away. And that's, oh man, it drives me fucking bonkers. Like you get somebody in, you got like, say your sink is fucked, yeah?
Hmm.
You call a plumber. Promise he gets €80 call out charge. And then you've got time and labour on top of that. So
I'm not
going to
call out for hours. You'll be waiting at home all day. You lose the money for the day's work.
Exactly.
And then I'll call the next
time.
So
all of a sudden, to get your fucking tap fixed, you know, is like 200 or 300 quid.
Hmm.
And I simply don't understand this whatsoever. And what the horrible thing about it is that if you know a plumber and he comes out and he's like, 50 quid for the fucking, the piece of plastic, and it's a 10-minute job. You know what I mean? So you're basically getting fucking destroyed by people on a daily basis.
Well, it's a legacy of the fact that people were too stupid to haggle and people were like, I don't give a fuck.
I have a whole thing about this.
The legacy of that.
I recently...
It's the few making it fucked for the money.
Exactly. Because there's a whole thing where a lot of people don't complain and they don't... Yes. They will not stand up for themselves.
Nothing's going to get better.
Nothing gets better. It's just a fucking regime of bullshit that continues on. Recently...
A regime of bullshit.
But there was
regime change.
Have a coup.
Yeah.
But there was a thing on where I live in North Strand. Greyhounds do all the fucking bag collection and shit like that.
Literal greyhounds.
Yeah. The company Greyhound. And they didn't collect the bags last week. Okay? Yeah.
It was a bit of an old mess.
The fucking street was destroyed.
Yeah,
okay?
It was a mess.
Fucking destroyed. So there, like 2 days ago, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this shit's been here a week and all the bags are ripped open. Because we're right beside the canal and then there's a park there. There's lots of foxes in the area, right? Believe it or not, it's really weird.
But
the bags are fucking torn to shit. The foxes digging around.
Yeah.
So I went on Twitter and I asked them. I found their Twitter account and I said, listen, fucking none of these bags were collected last week. Fucking tags like 3 quid each or some shit like that for to get your bags collected. So
another scam, but
absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
And so I got like 4 or 5 bags outside my house at this stage, you know, because it's like a week late.
And they stink.
They're fucking stinking.
You know, they fucking stink.
Like sometimes I keep them in the backyard, but like they're fucking stinking. You can't open the window.
Yeah.
You know. So I got to throw them outside, out in the street where the fucking foxes rip them to shreds. So I tweet Greyhound, and I'm like, listen, fucking this whole fucking road. In fact, the whole area, including up towards Summer Hill, it's just trash bags everywhere. They're
trash
fucking
bags,
trash bags. But
trash.
They're everywhere. Hmm. Every fucking house has like 3, 4, 5 bags outside. And I tweet them, say, what's going on? And they said, no, we collected them last week. And I'm like, no, you fucking didn't, because my bags are still outside and all my neighbours' bags are still outside. In fact, the whole street, their bags are still outside.
So it was just a bare-faced lie.
They just fucking lied to me, straight online.
Yeah.
And I kept on their back and they said, we're going to send someone out tomorrow. Never fucking arrived.
So that's today.
No, this is all handled by now.
Oh, okay.
So, never arrived. And then they put something up saying, we sent someone out last night. It's all done. And I'm like, I ran outside. I took pictures of all the fucking bags.
It wasn't done yet.
No, it fucking wasn't.
This is the second time.
This is the second time.
Okay.
I took pictures of all the bags. And I put them up on their page.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, people start retweeting it and shit like that. There was some, like, some fucking eco-warrior bleeding dude would start getting involved. And he was like retweeting and favouring and blah blah blah. But they finally came and they finally collected them. But because the bags were torn to shit, when they lifted the bags, half of the shit spilled out of the bags and they left it there.
Yeah.
There's fucking shit all over the road.
Well, just keep it up, keep going.
There's like
there's no fucking community spirits, so no one's gonna bother their
arse. No one gives a bollocks, it's North Strand. They're fucking afraid to step outside the door, you know what I mean? But, so like, there's shit everywhere. There's fucking shit everywhere. It's been raining hard, so, like, the bags are fucking floating in water. It's horrible.
Complain to them.
I'm going to have to, yeah.
Keep it up. Ring them back.
I will be that guy. And I said it to my neighbour, actually, a couple of days ago. I was like, hey, you don't know if Greyhound came, do you? And he was like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, fucking, are these last week's bags? We don't know. So you're very fucking useful. You know, nice one.
What's your name, Paul? I don't know.
I don't know, exactly. You fucking God.
What did you do yesterday?
He told me someone burnt a car outside his house. And he's my next door neighbour. And he said, did you see the burnt out car here on Saturday? I was like, no, it was here on Saturday. It was not a burnt out car. Because you had a big Jeep on fire. There, no. Saturday night. It was here Saturday night.
Yeah, you would have looked at you.
Yeah, exactly. My house would have been on fire.
So like, what's his fucking motivation?
I don't know.
Why is
he's just mad.
Yeah, that's not cool. Who is this dude?
I don't know, he's a dude, he drives like an Aventus and he keeps fucking blocking me in as well. I can't get out.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know, I think he's just, like I said,
he's
just mad, yeah.
He's
just straight
up
mad.
Yeah.
He keeps blocking me in and he's loads of space. This dude just drives right up my fucking arse.
Some people like to get into a bit of bother with people, it's fucking really annoying.
But I don't think he's a prick, I just think he's mad.
No, I think he's a prick.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he's a prick. I got voice recognised during the week from the podcast, it's all
no
going
way.
So well for me.
Fuck
yeah.
off.
I was clearing my throat in a cost cutter and somebody said, even that? Like,
fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
That's lawyers, and you know
it. I've been doing so well off the back of this.
Yeah.
The
sponsorships.
Offers are flooding in. Yeah, offers of everything. You know?
What are you doing? What are you endorsing?
I'm going to endorse hatred and death.
Hmm?
Deviant sex.
Glass dildos.
Deviant sex and extreme drug abuse. I'm after a couple of these qualudes because I watched that Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, the Wolf of Wall Street.
I want to get some of those. They sound
some
right.
Ludes.
Yeah. People are like, are they new? No.
Halfway through it at the moment.
David Bowie sang about them, Rebel Rebel.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know, but they're like the sleeping pills that they call these are obviously these are heavier things, but they're like Ambien, which aren't as heavy. In Ireland, I'm not sure what they call them, but I got them before because I was going through a bout of serious insomnia. It's fucked up. Did you ever have it?
Yes.
What were you like? You were sitting there at like 6 a.m. just tapping your fingers, going, "What the fuck?"
Well, what happens to me? What happens to me is I get angry. Yeah. I think everybody who suffers with insomnia,
yeah.
I get it maybe once or twice a year, where there's like a week or two where I'm just
I'm
dying to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm fucking like pulling my eyeballs.
And you're
out
looking
my face.
At people going to work on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't hack it. Like, you get into bed, you fucking roll around for 40 minutes, and you think maybe if I get up and watch telly for half an hour.
Yes.
Then I'll be tired. And you get up and you watch the last half of some shitty movie that's on Film Fox or something on. And,
well, it's always the stuff that was on the last week. It's,
yeah, exactly.
They show the same film for 6 fucking months.
Yeah, exactly, some nonsense. Yeah. Howl's Moving Castle or some bullshit. You jump in.
Bollocks.
You jump in the middle of it and you don't know what's going on. But, so you watch a bit of fucking TV. You go to try bed again. You get into bed and you think, no. Because I've got this thing where sometimes if I can't sleep, I put myself in a stress position. Right? I figured out this way of kind of making myself go to sleep. I've got this thing where...
So it's the opposite of the recovery position.
I just find something really fucking awkward.
Yeah,
right?
It's the opposite of the recovery, yeah.
So I like lie on my back but turn my hips sideways and like spread my legs out, or like if the room is cold, I'll make sure I have like a leg sticking out and I'll leave it there till I'm fucking freezing, till it feels like my leg is about to fall off, and then I'll pull it back in, and sometimes that like instant whack of heat in my leg, I just go like, oh yeah, I feel a bit sleepy now.
No,
so
that
I put
is
myself,
the weirdest thing
I know,
ever,
yeah.
Anything.
But I figured out over years how to make myself kind of sleep. Now sometimes it doesn't work. But like I said, yeah, I find
what
a stress position. You find something really awkward and horrible.
No.
Honestly, I swear to God. And you just stay there until you can't fucking bear it.
It's called your circadian rhythms, right?
Yeah.
And it's different hormones and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know the thing, the 3 p.m. slump, you know they call it that? That is, a chemical, biological fact. Like, that actually occurs. And it's...
You're supposed to have a cup of soup or something.
It restarts you in the morning. Yeah, exactly.
A yogurt.
A cup of soup or yogurt, whatever the ad says. I'll eat whatever the ad says. But you start yourself in the morning with a jolt. That's the wake up. And then at night, you're asleep. It's called the circadian rhythm. Mm. It's regulated bloody, bloody, bloody. When that goes haywire, you're in big trouble. So the whole thing about getting sleeping pills is that they forcibly reset it.
Yeah.
So, but the thing they're doing in that movie is if you take them and you're like, I really want to fall asleep, but I'm just going to not do that. And you take a few more.
Yeah.
And
you get through the mega high off.
You're like,
with the qualudes.
Sitting there with you're looking at your hand. Well, not qualudes, they're whatever they're called in Ireland, I'm not sure. Ambien in the States. And your hand's just all smoking, you're just there going. And then you can get really into stuff on TV, you're like, watching the weather forecast or whatever, you know what I mean?
I had this really bad viral infection in my throat.
Everything you get is like at one
I can't even describe. Yeah. I don't get normal.
You don't
sick.
Get normal
get
things.
Fucked.
You get like, you nearly die.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Like that one time, was it last year or the year before, where I had fucking AIDS, tuberculosis, and cancer at the same time.
Yeah. You know,
and then it turns out I was fine.
But you got cured.
I was cured. They forgot the fact that I was hit by a car a couple of days beforehand.
Oh, you see, that's what I'm saying.
They put that aside.
You never just like almost fall over or get a kind of I dodged that. Seemed like it could have been a bad flu, but you get
the worst shit. I got the most pain I've ever felt was gout.
Gout, which is a medieval disease.
Yeah, exactly. I got all this shit.
That's like I'm wearing armor.
Basically, I got fucking something very close to trench foot once as well. I got all these fucking like extinct diseases.
You're gonna have shingles next.
I had shingles.
Oh,
twice.
God.
I got shingles.
You're living in damp environments.
I know. I got shingles and I went to the doctor. I thought they were just pimples. I was popping them and I was wondering why I was crying when I was popping them because they were so painful. But apparently it's basically like fucking herpes or cold sores. I don't have herpes. But it's the same type of disease, or virus, should I say.
Yeah.
And it follows the root of a nerve. And it started on my neck and it went all the way down my body to my hip, across my body. And it was basically pretty much every 3 or 4 inches, it was just this big, red, fucking horrible thing. And I was just popping them.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus.
And I was popping the shit out and they were getting all affected. So I got some cream and some pills and it went away. But it was painful. And apparently you can get it in your eyeball, which is the worst. You can get it on your fucking flute and up your arse and the whole thing.
Oh,
I got shingles. I got gout.
Put your cacks back on.
I got gout. Gout was the worst fucking thing.
The worst
I've
pain
ever felt.
The top three pains, I think, are, there's pregnancy pain, medical
kidney
pain,
sound,
kidney colic, which is what I had, intestinal colic, which is top three.
Really?
It's top three. I was sitting in work one, it was a, I think it was a Tuesday last year. I still, to this day, feel weird every Tuesday. No. So I'm sitting there, and every 10 minutes, it was weird. It was like a little kind of a, it was like a little kind of a timer thing. Every 10 minutes, immense pain.
Weird.
In my kind of intestinal area.
Yeah.
Right? And this pain was so intense. It was like someone had just jabbed the biggest knife right in there. Just for a couple of seconds. Then it's gone. Right? So it was, then you're like, ah. Then another 10 minutes again. So every, I think it was maybe 8 or 9 minutes actually. Mm. Bang, bang, bang. And as the day went further, as the day went on, it was wearing me down.
Mm.
So I, the pain was still the same. Mm. But in between it, I was completely fucked. Whereas at the start, I was like, oh, that's over, great. So then it started getting like unacceptably painful. And then some very, very bad stuff started happening to my body. Very dramatic bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And when I told the doctor what was going on, she was like, okay, A&E straight away.
Yeah.
And I was on steroids at the time to help me live.
Yeah.
But the steroids were coming out.
Yes.
And a lot of other stuff was coming out too. And so I was becoming very ill because of the medication I needed to keep me alive.
Yeah.
And that I was heavily addicted to at that point.
Yeah.
Because steroids replace your adrenal function. Is this? Yeah. Are we getting too medical today?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm in hospital, vomiting everything.
Yeah.
And you see, there's a limit to what I'll say on the podcast. Because very bad stuff was happening around on the bum. And so, put it this way, if I drank water, I'd be vomiting it up straight away.
Yeah.
And every medication they tried to give me was just coming back up.
Yeah.
And they were eventually going to get to a point where they were doing it intravenously, but they hadn't. So then I nearly died.
Fantastic. Oh, you need to tell the story about...
I nearly died.
Tell the story about your fucking... Your
so
experience.
Yeah, I went to A&E, and I was there for hours, and it was in... like it's actually stressing me out talking about it now. It's in creases of pain.
Yeah.
Right? It is one of the worst pains. It was in my kind of intestines, and it was just, I think what was happening was I had been poisoned pretty much by something I ate. Like properly poisoned.
Yeah.
Like a poisoning. And they were, I'm not sure how to say it. They were kind of spasming. So they were, it felt like someone was
twisting,
wringing
your
a towel. But the towel was composed of my fucking innards.
Amazing.
So I'm vomiting up everything, including the medicine, as I said, that's keeping me alive and totally, totally dependent on, addicted to. And I eventually got to bed. And that's a story I told you before on the podcast about getting wheeled in the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
And this massive giant man came. He was about 7 foot tall. And he was like, I'm going to bring you down. I was like, I don't need a wheelchair. So I walked and then puked up.
Yeah.
The lining of my stomach, which is this yellowy, you know the yellow stuff?
Yeah.
See, I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah.
Long story short, because it is getting a bit boring and long. I'm lying in the bed, and I was...
this is amazing.
There was a girl I was with, and she was holding my hand. And that's the only thing I could feel was the pain and my hand. It was like I was just a hand.
Yeah.
And then I'm lying in the bed, and I hadn't slept.
This is going to get good.
I hadn't slept. It's because you know the punchline.
Yeah.
I hadn't slept. And so it basically, it was getting sleeps in between the bouts of pain. So I'd sleep for 8 minutes and wake up again.
Yeah.
And that was driving me absolutely mad.
Course,
this is 2 days now at this point. And I was lying there, and I just had the warm kind of hand, and I could feel nothing else. And I was, I've been told in the meantime that I was lying in the bed going, right, in complete pain. It was an agony. Mm. It was like a cow that was being beaten to death or something. And then I wasn't under any cover, but it was like a sheet was being lifted off me, and my soul was leaving my body, but it was leaving through my bell end. I told you that before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that before? So then I was thinking, that's my male nexus, it's just...
So the soul...
The soul was coming from my...
Resoids in your flute, yeah.
I mean, I could have just probably not told the rest of the story and just told that bit, but you have to tell the whole lot. But it was agony.
So you felt yourself dying through your cock.
Yeah. No, basically, my soul was leaving.
Your soul was leaving you.
Soul left from
through your bell end.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't really have any stories like that, to be honest with you. I mean,
it was awful.
I've never really been close to the death except for that time that I got hit by the car and
that
I was fine.
That is dramatic.
That was dramatic.
Dramatic.
I was like texting people saying you can have my shit. Like, I thought I was dead, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about that one of the days. I was thinking, you're getting my records, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you want my fucking shoe collection?
I don't know. They'll fit me. What size feet have you got?
12.
Oh, yeah, they'll fit me. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Yeah, I'll have your shoes as well.
A closet full of shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have them.
No fighting, though. I want everybody to be peaceful.
I don't. There won't be any fighting. You're giving everything to me.
Yeah.
I've got gaff, man. I've space for this shit, you know.
Well, I don't want them to go to a home that has animals in it.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Leave my dogs alone.
Yeah.
And my rabbits.
So anyway, I got recognised.
He didn't.
Just clearing the old troll in a shop there today.
Oh, to you.
Yeah. I was just... You're the guy who nearly dies on that thing every week.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds amazing.
Raj's Pervy Cost Cutter, it's called.
Really? There's a cost cutter around the corner for me. Yeah. It's doesn't cut any costs for me, man.
They're pretty good, man.
Do you like them?
Costs.
The only bargain I ever found a cost cutter was Mr. Kipling's mince pies for €1 a box.
Jesus.
And I bought about 10 boxes of them. It turns out they were like fucking a year out of date. Yeah. But I ate them anyway.
What did I get that was out of date? I was looking forward to a nice rasher. Mm. They were out of date by a fucking month or something.
Really? You bought them and they were out of date by a month?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Couple of days.
Fuck it, just eat them.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Okay. Now the closest I had this really bad viral infection in my throat and they gave me...
When was this?
This is maybe fucking 4, 5, 6 years ago. I can't remember. I was living in Donnycarney.
See, I think you should value your life more because you've been close to death.
No, not really.
Because you're talking about this anyway and the fact that you're getting better. Like
I'm beginning to accept things. Yeah,
you're getting better, aren't you?
I've got surrounded by dogs and rabbits now, yeah. But they gave me these painkillers, didn't work. They gave me antibiotics, they didn't work. They gave me loads of fucking shit because it was a viral infection, so it was real difficult to shift.
Do you know how you caught it?
I haven't a clue.
You see, it's always a fucking mystery.
Yeah. And so the doctor's like fucking prescribing all this shit left, right and centre, and nothing's working. And I'd say it's about a week and a half, 2 weeks into it, and I'm just done. Now, I can't swallow, I can barely talk.
Were you working at the time?
I was working.
So you're missing work.
I was kind of in and out. I'd do like a day and a half, and then I'd fuck off.
Was that going downhill because of it then?
A little bit. See, yeah. Nothing else was affected except my throat. I was just in pain all the time, but it didn't really fuck with what I was doing at the time.
Okay.
I was self-employed, so I had people covering for me at the time.
Yeah.
So, he gives me these fucking pills, and he goes, listen, these are really fucking strong. You know, he goes, these are like major opiates.
Oh, well, then you were like, oh, thank you.
So I'm like, you're fucking, all right, I'll try him. You know, I'm not a drug guy at all. I don't really drink even anymore.
Yeah.
And let alone fucking drugs. But he says, you know, these are really, really fucking strong. He says, just be really careful.
A lot of people would have been rubbing their hands going, yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I still have them, right?
Oh, well, then we could talk after just turn the mic off later, yeah.
And there were these, I can't even remember what they were called, but they were yellow and black. And they were tiny. And as a rule now, since then, I've discovered that the smaller the pill, the more dangerous it is.
Yeah.
So one night, I'm sitting there, and I was kind of holding off. I was like, I really don't want to take these things. The doctor's telling me they're mega strong. My doctor's a bit like Dr. Fucking Feelgood, you know? You just go in and say, oh, you know, I need this, that, and the other, and like, give them to you, you know?
Yeah, I don't like the complications. If someone says they can't sleep, you don't look at them and go, drug addict. You go, here's some pills.
Here's some fucking, exactly.
Yeah.
So when he turned around to me, and he was like, these are fucking mega strong, be mega careful with them. I heeded his advice, and so I said, "Fuck it." One night, I can't swallow. I have to like, I'm eating everything really soft and slushy and mashed up, and I can't swallow. I had to put it in literally into my mouth and just kind of hold me throat
open.
Put
it on the end of a dildo and shove it down your throat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just stick it on the end of a flue. No, but I'm just letting it slide down my throat. You know.
I shouldn't have laughed so much. That's awful.
Jesus. So I get to the point where I'm like, I can't. I just need to fucking eat something. I just want to eat something normally without feeling like some sort of woodpecker, you know? So, I take these fucking two pills, you know? And I take them. And I'm sitting there watching TV. And I think I was...
Do you remember what you were...
I was watching something shit like the world's greatest police chases or something.
You do watch it.
And I was with a mate of mine, Shay. He's sitting on one couch and I'm sitting on the other.
Renowned photographer Shay Murphy, exactly. Yes.
And sitting there, I'd say about half hour, 40 minutes after taking these pills, I start realising slowly, because my brain wasn't really catching up to what was going on.
Yeah.
I start realising that the couch was trying to swallow me. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it came on real slower. It just felt real heavy. And I was like, Jesus, this couch is real squishy. Like, this is what's going on in my head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Shay looks at me and he's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm there, do you feel weird, Shay? Yeah. And I start speaking slow.
Like, I knew the day was going to come. He's coming on to me.
Exactly. It's happening.
What do I do?
And he's like, no, are you okay? And I'm there, the sofa, eat me. Like, I fucking started losing my mind then. And I was trying to panic. But this shit was at the kicking in real good now.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced the sofa was trying to eat me. And I'm trying to get up off the sofa.
So you kind of turned into a fearful Neanderthal.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Exactly. Fire bad.
Sofa bad.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get up off the sofa, but there's no strength in my arms. And like, it feels then like
the sofa is
trying to fucking chew up my arms. It's like it turned into a big fucking marshmallow. It's trying to swallow me. So with Shay's help, he fucking gets me up. And he brings me up, he throws me into the bed, you know?
Yeah, but then the bed tried to eat you too.
No, this is even worse. I'm fucking lying there, okay? And bear in mind, I'm essentially goofing off at this stage. I'm like a fucking junkie, right?
Were you still quite fearful about things?
No, I'd lost all my fear. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know.
The couch was the fear item.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know what was going on. But I will remember till the day I die that I'm lying there in the bed. And I'm fucking exhausted. And I know I'm just like, oh my God. My throat's not sore anymore, right?
Nothing hurts.
Nothing hurts. Because I don't feel anything, right?
Yeah. Everything's amazing.
It's just this kind of state of subdued panic that my brain is in. Oh, okay. Where I'm kind of looking around going, well,
you'd be a very bad drug.
It's all right. Yeah. But I start falling asleep. And I can feel myself falling asleep, okay? I can feel like my body falling asleep, but my brain is still kind of awake. Or my body's relaxing, my brain's not catching up with my body or some shit like that.
Mm.
But I start fucking almost tripping, okay? I start seeing shit. And I can, this is mad weird, my eyes are closed at this stage. Mm. But as I feel myself getting closer to falling asleep, that point, that kind of biting point of sleep. No, I can see this big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
A big hole in the ground. Mm. And like something out of a cartoon. And it's got like a fucking shitty crooked sign. Right? Like a stick with a plank nailed on it. That says danger. I can see it in my head. Oh, as clear as day.
The drugs are having a field day with you. Because you were like virgin snow.
Absolutely.
Like, this fucker's clean. Exactly, let's get in here and make a mess.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Other people would have been like, this is
amazing. I am fucking, at this stage I'm panicking, but I can't really do anything. So I can see this big giant hole, like a big fucking chasm in the ground.
Up in the air.
And
you were looking at the ground.
But it was like a desert I was standing in.
You were sideways on the bed.
And a big hole. With a stick.
You're dreaming.
And a plank. I don't know whether I'm dreaming.
But you didn't see it. But I feel myself in the room.
No, there was nothing in the room.
When did the room disappear?
I don't know. I obviously closed my eyes.
Oh, your eyes were closed.
Yeah, at this stage.
Okay.
But as I feel myself getting closer to that point of sleep, I start falling into the hole. I'm getting closer to the edge of this fucking hole.
But you were already,
and I'm wobbling.
You were already fucking asleep.
But I'm convinced. And I know, I was at the point, I'd say, that kind of, you know, sometimes you can feel yourself going to sleep.
Yeah, the jump
this is it.
That you have.
Yeah, the jump sometimes, yeah. Mm. But I'm convinced, my brain is convinced now, that by going into this hole, I'm dead.
Okay.
My heart's going to stop, my brain's going to shut down, and I'm dead.
Bad drugs.
So I'm trying to wake the fuck up out of this kind of quasi-sleep.
Where's Shay? Is he
Shay's gone? Downstairs watching fucking
downstairs,
best car chases, police fucking cop show.
He probably switched it off. What's this fucking watching?
He's probably, watch me on the Camry installed.
The baby fucking microphone. It's like, whoa!
The teddy bear's eyes. But I'm convinced I have to go, wake the fuck up, Gary, wake the fuck up! And I kind of snap myself out of it. And for the rest of the night, I just lay there with my eyes literally just forced the fuck open so we wouldn't fall asleep.
So you were resisting very powerful
drugs.
I had to.
And that was the end of it. I took two of those that one night, and I still have the packet in the car, actually. I still have them in the car. And the reason I put them in the car is in case I'm ever in a car crash. Right? I have the whole thing planned out. I have the whole thing. I've got this bag. You see my backpack that I have beside me?
Yeah.
That thing's like a fucking...
Well, you know what we could do?
What they call it? A survivalist go bag. Yeah,
but somebody said to me one day, I bet you're the kind of person who has a go bag.
No, you're not a go bag.
And I just turned to them and said, what the fuck is a go bag?
You cunt.
What are you on about? Go bag. And then when I found out what it was, I was deeply offended.
I'd be into that shit, so you'd love all that.
No, I don't know.
I'm waiting for that.
Like your man's basement in prisoners.
You like that movie. It's a great movie.
I liked it.
It's fantastic, yeah. It's, I really like, Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
Looking at the word, I'd say Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
But the Americans, they do that, Matthew McConaughey. It's Matthew McConaughey over there, McConaughey.
Even in England they do it. It's so silly.
Yeah, but Gyllenhaal, as you say, or Gyllenhaal? I say Gyllenhaal.
I think it's Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, whatever, fucking.
There's no hatred.
Whatever
there,
he is.
There?
But he's really good in it.
Yeah.
And he looks really cool in it. And he's never looked cool in any movie he's ever done.
Well, only for End of Watch.
End of Watch, yeah. But he's just a cop uniform bullshit.
But he looked good in that.
But he looks fantastic in fucking
Prisoners. I want to have his haircut.
The haircut's great, yeah.
The fucking problem is, I was thinking about you. I think about you when I'm watching every film. But I was thinking about you when I saw that character, because you could have that hair, you fuck. I can't. My hair is not.
Sometimes, yeah.
My hair's not.
I've had the cut like that. The hair's getting to the length now where I would be able to.
Because there's a couple of people.
Be able to pull it off.
A couple of people have that haircut now. That comes down the sides, the kind of 90s thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was just completely fucking shaved all along. No, he looked comes down at an angle. Yeah.
I would love to have that hair. But from the first time we see him, where he's having his, obviously, I only watched this the other day, and I should, it's out a long time.
Yeah.
We see him having his Thanksgiving dinner, and he's kind of hunched over, and it just says so much. And from that second where we see him for the first time, blown away.
Yeah, he does really well.
Really blown away. And I think the director pulled it out of those guys.
It's really good. It's real simple filmmaking, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman in it.
Hugh Jackman, I'm all about him in it with his temper.
Yeah, he's great. Don't like Again, Hugh I don't Jackman like him
at all.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a nice fella.
He was good in The Pledge as well, a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he's a nice guy.
You reckon? I reckon he's all right. I reckon he's sound enough.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think he'd be nice.
Really?
Mm.
Why not?
I just think he'd be kind of a saturated, kind of annoying twat.
He's mad into musicals and dancing and stuff, isn't he?
Well, you know.
I've seen an interview with him before where it was just after he'd done X-Men 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he wanted to take a break and he went done some fucking musical and he's like singing and dancing around
the
stage.
He's a little camp like that, yeah.
And I think he was playing a gay guy in the play. And there's a part where he has to kiss another dude. And apparently somebody stood up in the audience and just screamed, "No, Wolverine, don't do it."
No way. It was you.
It wasn't me. No,
it was
no,
you,
no,
you
no,
fuck.
No. That won't bother me.
No, he was very
Wolverine
good.
Would be more interesting if he was gay. You know, in the movies. Terrible character in the movies.
He could be gay.
And this is coming from a fucking major nerd.
I like when they're hanging around the Pacific Northwest and all the big tall trees. I like that shit, you know.
That shit isn't the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You do all that shit, yeah.
Logging and stuff.
Yeah, well, he is Canadian.
You know
so
is Jackman Canadian, yeah?
No, Jackman's Australian. Wolverine's Canadian.
I thought that, actually.
Wolverine's Canadian.
Well, I just believe you, everything you say, you know.
You do believe.
Jackman.
Everybody should believe everything I say, man. Everything will be grand if people just listen to me.
Okay. Will I take the drugs on the show next time?
If I can find them.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm not into drugs at all, but it'd be pretty funny if I was.
Well, we always get some Chinese food before we record, so you'll have your meal in you. But that might interfere with it. It might only be kicking in then, kind of by the end of the show or after the show.
Yeah, I might have to be fucking brought home then or something.
Yeah, but that, I'm not bringing you home. I don't have time. I need to go to bed.
That wouldn't work out. No,
I'm back up at 9 a.m. man. This is
bullshit. I don't think that would work out.
No, I wouldn't. Well, to be honest with you, like I said, they're in the car because I have this thing about having loads of stuff in the car. I've got like duct tape. I've got bungee cords, I've got rope, I've got a big roll of
industrial... Right, well, you know, this is going in the wrong direction.
Industrial, like,
you've got
kitchen
lime,
roll.
You've got shovels and spades.
No, I don't have any, like, murdering stuff. But
all the stuff you've said is pretty
I have, like, fucking antacids, I've got painkillers, I've got, obviously I've got those crazy painkillers. I've loads of stuff in the car. Because I got, like, a car van, instead of having, what do you call it?
Seats.
A glove compartment. Yeah. Instead of having a glove compartment, I have like this shelf. I have a big giant shelf in my car. And you fit loads of shit up there. Yeah, it's fantastic.
In the front.
Yeah, yeah. Big giant shelf. Runs all the way across the front of the car.
What do I have in my car? Some drum stuff and some CDs.
Yeah. I have loads of CDs and stuff, yeah.
That's all.
You know, my fucking, the sound system in my car is worth more than my car.
Really? Why did you put it in yourself?
Yeah. And it's not particularly amazing. It's just my car is such a piece of shit. I've got like a subwoofer and I've got like those Sony Explode.
What do you listen to in your car?
What do I listen to in my car?
Same old, same old.
No, but I
do you
tend
have car
to,
music?
Not really. I've got like my CD player plays MP3, so I like to burn like a CD that's got like 10 albums on it. And I just bang through them. The problem is that the sound quality is not great on MP3s a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And because I got like a subwoofer, it's nice to have something that's got loads of thump in it, so I end up listening to lots of hip hop.
I didn't see this.
Because it's so.
That's what I was thinking of, you see.
But when you've got a subwoofer, it doesn't make a massive difference when you listen to like rock music or metal
or whatever.
You need to
listen to it.
With stuff that's like highly processed, like
so you listen to the
some dance music over there. I don't listen to Insane
BWP
Clown Posse. I actually have nothing against the Insane Clown Posse. People give them a hard time.
I read
something recently that like an independent act started their own label. They put out their own music.
They have their own gang.
Their fans are fucking very fanish, considered to be a gang. But like they paid for fucking they paid for like their family to go to college, bought them houses. They're looked after all their own fucking, their kids, their wives, all that shit, off their own back. I mean, they might look like fucking idiots dressed up like clowns, but it worked for them.
Plus, they're clowns all the time.
Exactly.
Anytime they're seen in public. Is that fucking song where he sings about fucking magnets, how do they work? Is that?
I think that's real.
Are they taking the piss?
I think that's real. I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you, I've heard maybe two Insane Clown Posse songs in my life.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got that, they do this thing called Psychopathic Riders, and they give themselves, it's known that it's the Insane Clown Posse plus other guys, and they wear masks and they give themselves different names because they steal music from other rap
songs. There's
something
called Violent J.
Violent J is one of the Insane Clown Posse guys,
yeah.
But they do this thing called the Psychopathic Riders, which is, like I said, them, they just steal songs. So they like rob the music from Hi, My Name Is by Eminem, and they do their own rap over it. But like, it's not just that. They deal with fucking loads of different stuff. But because they're not paying for royalties or any of that type of stuff and they just put these out, they have to kind of hide their identities.
Mm.
And that's kind of part of the shtick. But some of it's really, really fucking good. It's interesting.
I think you showed me some before,
Some of it's really, really interesting.
Like, I have nothing against them, really. But who
gives a fuck? Let them on.
Honestly, I don't want to be. Do you have to be fat to be their fan? Because all of these fucking juggalos are fat. And it's a fat word as well. Juggalo sense.
I don't know.
Like, you can't imagine a nice, svelte juggalo.
But you know, they do a thing called the Meeting of the Juggalos every year.
Yeah.
And it's like fucking thousands of people go to it.
Isn't that where that some reality star, who I won't name, I don't even know if I can, played at it? And I was like, what's she doing playing at it?
And
she got shit thrown at her.
Maybe. Like, some pretty big acts. I don't know who it was. But some pretty big acts fucking do it. Like Technoian, who I like a lot. He was involved with them for a while.
Are they all fat at that as well?
One of them's really skinny. Violent J and something like that. I don't know. Well, I think their whole deal is that their fans are kind of supposed to be...
Look like them.
Well, they're meant to be like the outcasts and such, you know what I mean? Like, they all come together because nobody else likes them, you know? They're like
the thing Lady Gaga tried to do with her little fucking monsters.
Yeah, it's bullshit, you know? But I think that's our deal. But anyway, that's the end of the show. Wow. As much of a show as it was.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get our shit together next week to start recording.
Yeah, you know, but we didn't stick the boot into Meany enough this week. We really didn't.
I know,
you know, we
do we want that to become a thing, though, do we?
I would like for it to become a thing.
Really? Just to give me some shit? Because maybe we can build up to it where we have like a showdown with Meany.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I'd be afraid of him, I'd be honest with you. I'd be sitting there saying, oh, yeah, we've done really well last week,
if what we heard last week rings true, and I trust Andy with my life, I think he'd probably reach over to, you know, get his pen and fucking stab us with it or something.
He might.
I didn't realise I did that. He's a vicious fucking guy.
Oh, I don't know. I'd be honest with you, I'd totally pussy out. If we had Meany on here, I'd be real nice to him. Being honest with you.
I'm ready.
Because I don't know enough about him to give him shit, you know what I mean? I'd just like,
you wouldn't be giving him shit.
But all we did was talk about him looking like a sport. That's ten seconds worth of a show.
No.
You look like a sport.
No, how'd you get so far looking like you do? That kind of thing.
Yeah, but he was in Die Hard, man, you know what I mean? Die Hard 2, was it? Yeah.
Well, that's respect, man. Die Hard he was in.
Why don't you like Die Hard?
Why do people like Die Hard?
Because it's fucking Die Hard.
It's fucking pants.
It's not pants. It's fucking Die Hard.
I can't watch that.
Why not?
I can't watch it anymore. Who cares?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
We talk about Predator all the time. That stands up to repeated watching.
So does Die Hard.
Die Hard stands up to just fucking off forever and you never watch it.
Right, that's the end of it. See you next week. Good luck.